Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Event venues continue to be in high demand across South Carolina for corporate workshops, retreats, and of course, weddings. A few years ago, our next guest decided that their historic family plantation would fit well into this market, and since then, she says they have not looked back. Lisa Adams is Executive Creative Director of Wavering Place near Eastover, South Carolina. Today, she's in our studio. Lisa, welcome.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Tell us a brief history and overview of Wavering Place.
Well, a brief history and how we came to own it is that my husband Weston and his brother Robert Adams purchased it about 4 years ago from their uncle, Dr. Julian Adams, who had purchased it over 30-something years ago from 50 relatives, therefore bringing it back into direct family ownership. Joel Adams owned it originally back in 1768. He had the first land grant.
And what was the business of the plantation in the early days?
It would have been cotton and perhaps some indigo, maybe some rice. What's so unique about our property is that we still have five of the original outbuildings that are intact, built anywhere from 1790 to 1820. And the main house is still there. It is the second house. The original house burned, and the house that's there now was built in 1850.
The purpose was to convert this into an event venue?
All of us were very passionate about preserving Wavering Place. We feel like it is a tremendous asset to this part of the state because so much of that type of property was destroyed in the Civil War, particularly around Columbia, as we all know. You know, running it as an event venue has helped offset the cost and help provide funds so that we can preserve it, so that we can share it with other people. And we've been amazed at how many people from Columbia had no idea that Wavering Place was even there. And when they come out and see it, they're just astounded that such architecture and history still exists just outside of Columbia, because most people think you've got to go to Charleston to witness that. We have really encouraged descendants of slaves to reach out to us, and it's important to us that the entire history of Wavering Place is shared.
And I understand that these preservation efforts have resulted in an award from Historic Columbia?
That's right. The first project that we undertook before even beginning the events, the original kitchen house, which was in not great shape, and had also been used as a doctor's office in the early part of the 20th century. We restored it, and we used that as a bridal suite during weddings, and we also have a bed and breakfast license, so we operate the cottage as our bed and breakfast. And we did receive an award from Historic Columbia for adaptive use of a historic building.
Well, besides the preservation and renovation challenges, what else have you faced in turning this property into a business?
Well, the garden at Wavering Place is a tremendous asset to the property, and it was all designed and laid out by Julian Adams, who is my husband's uncle. The biggest challenge has been learning the plants, knowing how to identify everything, knowing what we need to keep, what we don't need to keep, and just getting all of that under control.
What has been your marketing strategy? What is your plan to build the business from here?
All the obvious things, website, Facebook. Instagram has been a huge catalyst for us, I think, because most of our business is wedding-based, and you've got the 20-something market focuses on Instagram. We've advertised in some local magazines. We've gotten a lot of press on some national platforms regarding the wedding business, several blogs, online magazines.
Now, have you had to hire a social media marketing expert, or do you have someone on staff?
Myself and my sister-in-law, Shanna, she and I do everything. She is the social media maven, is what we call her, and she handles all of that. She's also the venue coordinator. She handles all of the meetings with the potential brides, and she is there on the day of the event to help coordinate all the vendors that are there. And the feedback we've gotten is that people feel like they will always be welcome to come back there to visit and stay in touch with us. And Shanna is excellent at that.
Well, Lisa, thank you so much for stopping by our studio today.
Okay. Thank you for having me.
Lisa Adams is the Executive Creative Director at Wavering Place near Eastover, South Carolina. We will have a link to the venue posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and connect with us with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.